In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Christ is risen. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. In one sense, pastors have the easiest job in the world. All you need to do is proclaim what you hear Saint Peter proclaim in our reading from Acts today, his sermon from the first Pentecost 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There is no need to check with anyone to find out if the message has changed. There is no need to follow the latest scientific journals to see if any new data cause a change in this message or any new scientific paradigm requires us to re-examine it. There is no need to follow legislation to find out if Congress or the state has made a change that we must follow. No need to pore through federal regulations to keep up with the times. We can even state the message more simply using what Saint Peter wrote to the Christians in Corinth. Jesus is Lord. Now, that's a sound bite that even the person with the shortest attention span should be able to get. That message is inviolable. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. We can find this central truth of Christian proclamation in other places. Saint Paul wrote, "I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." There it is. If you do that, you can count yourself as a true Christian preacher. Now, of course, things are never as easy as they seem or ought to be. It is true that in one sense, we have the easiest job in the world. But if things were actually that simple, we would not need to ask you to pay tuition and fees for 3 or 4 years so that the faculty and staff could live the lavish lifestyle to which we are not accustomed. Things are not that simple. Since the moment we make a statement, we need to explain it. Jesus is Lord. What does that mean? Dr. Martin Luther knew that he had to provide explanations for people to understand. In the Large Catechism, he wrote that one could summarize the second article by saying, "I believe that Jesus Christ, true Son of God, has become my Lord." But then comes the question, what is it to become a Lord? Dr. Luther answers, "It means that he has redeemed and released me from sin, from the devil, from death, and from all misfortune. Before this, I had no lord or king, but was captive under the power of the devil. I was condemned to death and entangled in sin and blindness." Dr. Luther does not stray from the central point of Christianity, Jesus Christ, but does expand upon it and explain what Jesus Christ at the center means. And Dr. Luther's explanation indicates exactly why the easiest job in the world becomes difficult. "Before Jesus redeemed me, I was condemned to death and entangled in sin and blindness." Saint Peter knew and understood this. He exhorted his hearers, "Save yourselves from this crooked generation." That is the generation, the people who are condemned to death and entangled in sin and blindness. Faith does not come easy to such people. In fact, they are so entangled in sin and blindness that they cannot come to faith. If it were not for the Holy Spirit, such people would remain entangled. They cannot slowly extricate themselves from their predicament. Instead, the Holy Spirit moves them from that position of impotence to the kingdom of God through his own working. St. Peter knew how to call the Spirit to do this. He simply preached Jesus Christ and Him crucified and let the Holy Spirit do His work. And the Holy Spirit does what God the Father sent Him to accomplish. We hear at the conclusion of our reading today, "So those who received His word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls." Implicit in that sentence is the understanding that not all received the word. Some refused to believe. Some remained trapped in their entanglement in sin and blindness. Some remained captive under the power of the devil. Such is still the case. Not all who hear believe. But God has not called pastors to be fruitful and productive, but to be faithful. A pastor who does not keep the center where it needs to be on Jesus Christ and Him crucified is not faithful. Such a person is not proclaiming the Word of God truthfully. And if the Word of God is not proclaimed truthfully, the Holy Spirit will not perform His wonderful work of calling sinners to repentance. Sinners everywhere, and that incidentally includes you and me, need to hear that call of repent that St. Peter used on Pentecost. Everyone needs to hear the truth. You are by nature sinful, cut off from God. God the Father sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you on the cross of Calvary, to rescue you from the kingdom of the devil. God the Father raised His Son back to life on the third day to show to the world that Jesus' death was not in vain, but had achieved God's purposes. Repent and believe in Jesus, for God has promised you a place in heaven with Him and all the saints. That is the truth of Christianity that has been proclaimed since the days of St. Peter. And it is a truth that non-believers reject. Yet the truth must still be preached. Great preachers and pastors throughout history have shown this. Dr. Luther found his own soundbite, "The just shall live by faith alone." And he spent the rest of his life proclaiming that truth, defending it from those who wanted to suppress it or make it less important than it is. Standing up to the truth was not easy. Luther spent more than half of his adult life under the threat of death for being a heretic, an edict that came from the Holy Roman Emperor Charles I. I think I am correct in saying that Luther barely escaped being burned at the stake. Athanasius, pastor and confessor whose feast day we celebrate today, also stood up for the truth of Christianity. In the fourth century, Athanasius was Archbishop of Alexandria, an office that he held for 45 years. Yet over 17 years of that time was spent in exile, five different ones to be exact, ordered by four different Roman emperors. Athanasius is best known for his defense of Trinitarianism against Arianism. Athanasius defended the divinity of Christ against those who claimed that Jesus Christ was not eternal but created by God the Father. Athanasius is probably best known because his name is associated with the Athanasian Creed, one of the three ecumenical creeds to which we, as Lutherans, also subscribe. Although his name is associated with the creed, one thing definitely known about the Athanasian Creed is that Athanasius did not write it. Nevertheless, he would have if he had thought of it. For everything in the Athanasian Creed conforms to Athanasius' teachings and to the teachings of the Holy Christian Church. This is because Athanasius did not invent any new doctrine. He did what every true and faithful Christian teacher has done throughout history. He did what St. Paul did in delivering to his hearers and readers what he had first received. In the first letter of St. Athanasius concerning the Holy Spirit, he wrote, "In accordance with the apostolic faith delivered to us by tradition from the fathers, I have delivered the tradition without inventing anything extraneous to it." Whether Peter, Paul, Athanasius, Luther, or pastors today, the basic task to which God has called all pastors is the same, and quite easy in principle. Deliver the tradition without inventing anything extraneous to it. Carrying out this task in actual practice can create, and certainly has created in the past, conflicts with authorities and non-believers. God has not, however, called us to tailor our message to the audience. Peter didn't. Telling his hearers, "This Jesus whom you crucified is both Lord and Christ," was not politically correct, but it was theologically correct. That will never change. We can proclaim that message and leave the results to the Holy Spirit. God gives us confidence to proclaim an unchanging message to a rapidly changing world. We can confidently proclaim Jesus as Lord because we know the truth proclaimed during this Easter season. Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.